Well, this week we're focusing on social media and people who are using it in very creative ways. Of course, our own Emily Hay, who is our expert in that field, is here with her sweet little daughter, Ainsley, who is chewing on a microphone cable. Teething, as it were. We have a guest here, though, who is somebody that who is using, I think, media in particular, in some very creative ways. Somebody that I met at a Microsoft event not too long ago. His name is Haj Flemings. Haj, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hello, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks, Haj.
Thank you, thank you. I'm excited to be on today.
I'm delighted to have you with us. You recently concluded something called Brand Camp University. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so the Brand Camp Conference Series, Brand Camp Summit, we called it this year, is an annual event that we do in New York, we do it in Boston, and we had a recent one in Detroit on October 21st. So really what it is that it is this collision of creatives, investors, startups, entrepreneurs, and professionals that come together to talk about brand, entrepreneurship, and technology.
What is the significance of brand? I think of, you know, Coca-Cola immediately, or Apple, or some of the big ones like that. What's the significance of a brand to an entrepreneur, let's say, who's just starting a business or maybe has a small business?
All right, well, that's a great question. And really, everything starts with the story. And if you think about iconic brands, we like to use Coca-Cola as an example. And if you think about the simplicity of what they've built a multi-billion dollar empire with, they built it with a trademark, a color, and a recipe. You know, and if you think about those ingredients for an entrepreneur, and think about the basic thing, most of us start out with little to no budget. And how do you get people to emotionally connect to the idea that you have? Brands, at the end of the day, when you think about it, they want to make an emotional connection with their clients or with their end customer.
What are some of the mistakes that people make in that sense when they're starting out with a business and, you know, trying to establish a brand?
I think lots of times what happens is that the entrepreneur heads down working on the idea, and they don't think about all the things that go into making sure that they own that they own the brand. There's a conversation that needs to be owned online. There's digital real estate that needs to be owned. There's a legal aspect in terms of owning the legal entity of it. So there's a lot of moving parts that go along with the brand. And lots of times we get so caught up just trying to put all these features and add all these things to it. If we could just take a step back and make sure that once we get out there, that we have all the basics in place first.
Well, we're talking with Haj Flemings, by the way, who is a digital brand specialist and a strategist, and who has recently had a brand summit here in the Detroit area. I also had one in New York and Boston. You serve as like a consultant to businesses then?
So some of my clients include Pfizer, Pitney Bowes, who've done work with the Detroit Lions. So there's a variety of different ways that we engage. Like with the Lions, we're working with, you know, with some of the athletes and talking with them in terms of from a digital strategy standpoint. When you think about the whole Ray Rice situation,
His
issue was not a legal issue in terms of him not playing at this point in time. When you think about the world today, the court of public opinion takes on a world in and of itself, and so you can lose opportunity just because it's not managed. Now, you need to do the right thing and have strong character, but then there's still things that need to be done to manage situations because we will all have a crisis that we'll go through at some point in time.
So learning to handle the public face of your business is just as important as whatever widget you happen to be creating then.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because so at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. Nobody on this phone or anyone listening is perfect. And no one is expecting anybody to be perfect. But there are ways to manage situations. And at the end of the day, making sure that you have the right things in place, or when something happens, how do you address it? There's a time frame, you know, when comments need to be made, you know, you need to take responsibility for certain stuff. There's a legal side of what you can say or should say or shouldn't say at certain points in time. So all these things play into, because at the end of the day, you could have millions of dollars at stake, and if it's not handled appropriately, it's very hard to unring the bell.
Well, those are some great points, Hajj. And speaking of a priceless brand here in Detroit, you yourself, you know, you're so involved, and we're so lucky to have you in the area. I always like to know, you're taking the temperature in the tech community here in Detroit all the time. Do you have any updates, anything to share on just how things are moving along?
Something that I think of, when I look at what's happening downtown, I'm really excited to see the density, to see the things that are taking place. You know, in terms of the buildings that are not being occupied, the M1 rail, which I think is cool. But I think an opportunity that I hope that I start to see is that I see a lot of activity in the Midtown area. But there's a lot of other communities and neighborhoods within Detroit that I think for us to really get to the point of critical mass and being where we want to be from a tech hub standpoint is that it's going to have to filter to some of these other neighborhoods, because I don't think we're going to be a replica of Silicon Valley, a replica of New York, or some of these other tech hubs. So that's where I see the opportunity, especially with all the great assets in terms of from a diversity standpoint. There's a lot of women doing incredible things here. And so I think Detroit proper and Detroit as a region has a really interesting opportunity to be able to show what this next generation tech hub or tech space could look like.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and there are great stories. Shinola comes to mind, right? Mm-hmm. When Shinola was getting started up again, they decided to move to Detroit.
Right.
Because they did a survey and found that they could charge a premium for their manufactured products, their watches, their bikes, and now some other things that may be coming out, if they were tied to the city of Detroit. That, you know, that made in Detroit feel, that rough and tumble.
But
certainly the manufacturing brand of Detroit, Raj, I'd be interested in your feedback on that. And what do you think it... Does it help certain brands to be here in Detroit?
Yes, it does. And I think that there's an opportunity, because if you think about it, there's a lot of people that want a part of Detroit but might not necessarily want to move back here, right? So so maybe they want to be able to buy something so they can say that they have a part of the Midwest or a part of Detroit. And I've talked to a friend of mine who sells skateboards, and they're produced in the UP. They're produced...
Oh, really?
In the Upper Peninsula.
Huh.
Yeah. And we're talking because he has a distribution channel out on the West Coast, and he says, Hajj, there's such a market for people who want to buy made in Detroit products. It's something about the grittiness, the DNA of who we are, that I think that Shinola could be just a tipping point of other manufacturer-type product and opportunities.
Certainly, when we see Chrysler coming out with the imported from Detroit logo and byline, that certainly they certainly bought in.
I like the idea you're saying that we're not going to imitate Silicon Valley here in Detroit. It's got to come up with a different kind of reality. What are some of the things you think we need to? You mentioned pulling other neighborhoods together, other than just Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things?
I mean, when I make that statement, I know some will come back and try to beat me up because there's already work being done in these other neighborhoods. So I recognize that there is work being done. We're just saying that there's a greater opportunity to be able to kind of continue that. Mm-hmm. The other piece that I think is that if you look at, we already have a lot of businesses that are doing good stuff, but I think the layer of technology in terms of helping businesses that are in this area leverage technology in a greater way, I think there's a great opportunity there. So every company's not going to be a mobile app, okay? And that's just the reality of it, because of the types of entrepreneurs and types of companies that already live and exist here today. And so I think that if we're able to then help these companies understand how to embrace technology and connect with customers, build community with a lot of the tools that are available, I think you'll see the businesses locally start to grow. What has happened is that the middle class was built here, right? So, so I think we got somewhat complacent where when we could get a great job, $700,000 with low education.
Yes.
So now I think some people were displaced. So I think now you're starting to see people who are entrepreneurs, whether it's forced or accidental, now start to do what's in their heart. But we now need to kind of teach them how to operate in this new world.
Hodge Fleming is our guest here. He's a digital brand specialist. Tell me something. Do you, Gary mentioned Shinola as one of the companies that has kind of blossomed here in Detroit. Who are the other, would you say, poster children of kind of the new Detroit?
Shinola obviously stands out head and shoulders above, you know, but I think you can look at other, whether they're social good kind of companies that have garnered a strong name in Detroit. Detroit Soup has done some good stuff. They've been recognized by the White House.
We've run out of time here right now. Okay. We'll have to refer people back to your website, but thanks so much for being with us.